Amen. Thank you, Barbara. Good morning, all. Last Sunday in April, what a celebration being able to gather and worship and be with the Lord on this beautiful spring morning. I have to tell you, Paya and Nalu were telling me that they got a puppy. I was really impressed, but they said Nalu went outside and he had a ball, and this puppy loved bringing chasing the ball. So Nalu, and you stand up, hold your, show him your, you can throw a ball. And he said he threw it 5 miles. And this dog, this puppy, and brought the ball back. I find that far-fetched. Good morning. I pray that you also believe that laughter is a gift of God, and that we might be able to celebrate the joys that we have in life. Speaking of joys, have you seen the trees in bloom outside? And flowers in bloom and everything? Amen? Prayer for the bees. Michael says that he has not seen bees in his yard yet, so we need to get those going. But on the back of the bulletin, you see some of the things going on for this coming week. Now, I understand that the Tongans are going to be doing, what do you call it, white?
White Sunday.
White Sunday, and so the whole month you basically have special things.
In preparation, but the actual White Sunday is next Sunday.
Next Sunday, White Sunday. So
yes.
The service is at 2:30 or 3?
3.
3 o'clock.
Yes.
All right. And they do a lot of special things. We're coming up on Mother's Day. We're approaching that, but next Sunday is communion, as you know. Open communion, as we always celebrate. Do we have other announcements for the good of the order, things that we would like to lift to make everyone aware of? Our family plans. Deb Gunther, our mission coordinator.
Thank you. Good morning. I just wanted to let you know that we did terrific at Legends for the crop walk. We made $350 there.
Amen.
And the next one is May 16th at Wood Paddle Pizza. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your support of our mission work. All you had to do is go and eat. And that's a wonderful gift, unless you also gave other things. We also, this Sunday is one of our 6 special Sundays. This is Native American Awareness Sunday. There's an insert in your bulletin regarding that, recognizing the indigenous people on this continent and recognizing their contributions and dedicating ourselves through an offering to helping them with opportunities in ministry and in service to them and various things. We're not going to do an offering and pass the plates, but if you have not done so and you are able to make an offering to that special Sunday, I ask that you do that. And remember that our offering plates are in the back in the narthex. What other special things do we need to remember here? Other details of preparing ourselves for this morning's worship. I cannot think of anything off the top of my head. If you have an electronic device, cell phone, what have you, turn it off so it does not interrupt us, so that we might give our full attention in worship to our Lord God this morning. Amen? Stand if you will, wave hello to one another, and let us turn to our call to worship.
Please remain standing as we join together in our call to worship. Let your speech be silenced and let your ear be attentive. Open your hearts to the presence and words of Christ. Now is the time to cease from speaking. Now is the time to refrain from leading. Now is the time to listen and to follow. Lead us, O God. We are in the season of Easter. We are in the midst of the risen Lord who is the Almighty. The gift of Easter is all around us, and we seek to help
ourselves centered
on Christ. Come and lead us, O Lord. Inspire us, soul, to follow. Please remain standing as we join together in singing hymn 370, Victory in Jesus.
Mark!
Sorry.
Seated. Today's first scripture reading is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. Listen for the word of the Lord. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Now he had to put on his glasses. Did you see that? When he threw the ball 5 miles, he could see with his glasses on. 5 miles. That's a good throw. That's a good dog. Jim Latah, where are you, brother? Michael, where did we lose him? Jim.
And Pete. I don't know. Find out. Here he is.
Tell us about your niece, granddaughter.
Daughter-in-law.
Daughter-in-law. Close.
She had, you know, she had the kidney transplant, 2 months ago, I think. Had a terrible time, a couple of different rejections. Doing extremely well right now.
Amen.
A lot of struggle there, but it's doing very well right now. Worth a prayer.
Tell me your first name again.
Brenda.
Brenda.
Recording in progress.
Thank you.
Don't record me.
No. Divine intervention there. Ruella contours with us without her glasses. She is not the superstar today, but her eyes are much better, and so we're grateful for that. Some good surgery and some healing going on there, and that's a celebration. Other concerns in our midst? Are there other things of prayerful need? Michael, Rene Varon on your far right.
Hi. So I work for a property management company, and it's my brother-in-law. And he is having some phenomenal dementia. And I am trying to run his company for him, but I am struggling. So I just prayers that I can figure out a solution. His wife refuses to talk to me about it. My sister refuses to talk to me about it. So it's got to be prayer.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Renee. Other concerns? Concerns for flooding after all of the moisture we've gotten. This is not cleansing from the flood that we just sang about. This is the flooding in areas that normally do flood, the Mississippi Valleys and some of the other places, so those persons are in harm's way. Persons, churches, ministries, our brothers and sisters, we lift them. We continue to lift war, and we pray for solutions there. We pray for resolution and cessation. Other concerns before us as we gather. All right. By way of celebrations, do you have...
Recording in progress.
Thank you. Technology. Thank you, Barbara. It's such a gift to us, isn't it? Yes. By way of celebrations, the birthday and anniversary list, we have... No, today is Sue and Ross Kinney's anniversary, their 40th anniversary, but we have no other birthdays or anniversaries for this particular week. So if you have not been... No, wait, Jim Littaw has something. We're covered. You already had your turn today. All right, go ahead, Jim.
Recording. Okay, what are you going to say? The 5th of May, which is Friday, I believe, I have a great-grandson having a birthday.
What's his name?
Elias,
all right.
How old is he, Gemini? I think he'd be nine.
Nine-ish, okay. Thank you, Fred. Oh, please, come. Barbara, come to the microphone if you will.
I also have a birthday this Saturday.
Oh my goodness.
I'll be 79, so in case anybody wants to know.
Anyway. Which day, Saturday?
Saturday, yeah. Same day the prince decided to be crowned the king.
I see, so on coronation day you're gonna be...
He checked with me to be
79.
I have a real blessing to share. Yesterday I went out to run a couple of errands and go out to dinner with a friend. And my car was just deader than a doornail. It just wouldn't even make a sound. So called my insurance company. They sent somebody out. The guy tried to jump start it. Nothing. He said he thought it was my starter. So then we called a tow truck. And so the tow truck driver came out, a real blessing, and said, I don't think this is your starter. Let me see what I can do. And he started the car. So I had already called and ordered a new battery. So I drove over and got the battery. They had a loaner for me, so I didn't have to hitch a ride home. Everything went smoothly. I got the car, and everything went fine. But I want you to know that God is so good all the time. God is, all those months that I went back and forth to see Frank, in the dead of winter, hospital, rehab, everywhere I went, and all those times that I came and went at all hours of the day and night, that battery never failed. So God is just so gracious to me.
Amen. God is good. And all the time, God is good. Amen. Yeah, sometimes we don't always see where the window's been opened when the door closes, and so prayers for that. Other prayers of, Miss Melba, Michael. Down front, way down front. You know, we spaced them out in the corners to give Michael the exercise he needs.
I'm just blowing my own horn. I will, on Tuesday is my birthday, May 2nd.
How do I not have your birthday listed?
I don't know.
Well, I don't either. I'm going to fire the guy that does the programming. Tuesday. And how young will you be, young lady?
88.
James Dixon, go ahead, sir.
My birthday is May 5th also.
No, it's not on the list. I'm telling you. May 5th, your birthday. And do you want to tell your age or no? No, he's shaking, isn't it? Don't have to. There's a certain point when you're really young, it's fun to tell your age. And at a certain age, it's an achievement to be, I don't know where that line breaks, but we...
65?
What do you say?
65.
65. Well, that's a good age. Retirement, right? Yeah. I don't know why those are not on my list, but we'll fix that next year. Amen. Lots of celebrations, lots of gifts, and lots of wonderful things going on. Lots of kiddos in here this morning, and we're glad to have all of them as well. And if they make a little noise, we're going to smile because God has blessed us. Amen? Amen. Other prayers, other things for the family. Making you aware, Paya, are we online now? We're recording. Okay, so you'll be able to watch this tape delay, but for reasons. We're working on that technology. Next week, we may have something to show off with or something to break down with. We'll see how that goes. Nonetheless, we celebrate, and we celebrate with those persons joining us virtually, watching the videos, participating in this ministry, however they might be doing that, from Arizona or from Littleton or from wherever. New York, isn't that where Christy is? Yep. So we have lots of family. Otten Reitz in Washington or California? Sacramento. Is that still California? Okay, all right. So we welcome and celebrate all of those. Others, any other celebrations? Let's join in our unison prayer. Lord, hear us as we pray. Risen Lord, grant your light to illuminate our souls. Confront us, Lord. Confront us in the midst of our daily work. Confront us in our leisure hours. Move us to humble living. Inspire us to daring discipleship. Open our eyes and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Lord, show us ways to help our brothers and sisters. Guide us to be in service in your name. Remind us to give thanks for the gifts we receive. Amen. Take a moment, if you will, in silent meditation as we prepare for prayer. Loving, caring God, you are with us. Beyond our ability to understand, you are with each of us every moment, and you hear every prayer. Lord, it seems impossible, and yet we know that your mightiness is beyond our comprehension. Thank you, Lord, and thank you for the gift of the Christ that shows us the way, that taught us, that leads us, and the Holy Spirit that resides with us in all times and all places. Thank you especially for your presence in the still, dark moments of the night. If there are worries, if there are concerns, if there is sleeplessness, where there is pain, where there is disengagement, families divided, Lord, be present. Guide us, inspire us, and lead us. We see the bounty, Lord, of the water that's come over this year that is helping us alleviate drought, and with it some of the flood, some of those concerns of too much water too fast. Thank you for the blessing of the water, and be with those struggling with dealing with its flood. But Lord, bless us each. Each of us as we are in journey that you have laid before us. You've called us to be Christian, or you've called us to be ordained, or you've called us to serve in so many ways. And in this morning, on this day, we pause to begin our week and to recognize that we are yours first, before all things. Lead us as you always have. Open our eyes to see your guidance. Open us to see your blessings. And give us the ability to share those blessings in whatever way we might do so. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you for life and after life and death for life again. Thank you for young voices, for children, for parents, for sleeplessness, for keeping up with those little ones. May they cherish the blessing of life and youth. And may we cherish our lives, gifts from you, gifts beyond measure. And may we use those lives as you would have us do so. You send us into the world, Lord, and we are grateful. Guide us and inspire us. Keep us. Hear all the prayers that we have lifted aloud. And hear the prayers that have been shared from our hearts. And hear all of us as we come together and pray the prayer as Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for your gifts of service, of prayer, of monetary gifts, of whatever gifts you might be giving. I turn to Barbara to give us our offertory.
Please rise as we join in reading our gospel, which is taken from the gospel according to John, chapter 13, verse 1a, 2c to 3a, 4 to 8, and then verses 12 to 17.
Did I take out 4 through 8? We're conversing on this. Hang on a minute. I think we do not read 4 through 8.
Okay.
Whatever. He's going to read to you.
Okay. Okay. Listen for the word of the Lord. Now, before the festival of the Passover and during supper, Jesus got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus answered, You do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand. Peter said to him, You will never wash my feet. Jesus answered, Unless I wash you, you have no share with me. After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, You also ought to wash one another's feet, for I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master. You are blessed if you do them. I am not speaking of all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but it is to fulfill the scripture. The one who ate my bread has lifted his heel against me. I tell you this now before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe that I am he. Very truly, I tell you, whoever receives one whom I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Now at this time, I would invite you to remain standing, and I would also like to invite all the children. Children of at age and children at heart, please come forward and join us in our next hymn, which we will be sharing on video, Hey Day.
It's me, oh Lord. Looking for my sermon here. Did you get your aerobics? All right, we turn to the sermon. Are you? Service, Paya, service. Oh, ace. That's the sermon. We're done. All right, you can, yeah, go on to the other. I had to just inject that there because, you know, sometimes I throw in a word to make it a little obscure what the sermon's going to be about, but service. And we talked to, that's the scripture from this morning. That's the gospel. The foot washing. How many of you ever participated in a foot washing service? Few of us. Not very common. In fact, my first pastorate, I was in Fort Morgan, wonderful little church, and one of our youth leaders, her name was Kimberly. She is a wonderful, wonderful lady, gal from Texas. And I mentioned that we might think about doing a foot washing. She says, there ain't no way nobody gonna touch my feet. And I thought about that, and I realized, well, maybe we are not going to make foot washings work the way they did in the old. In Jesus' time, it was common. You traveled, you walked in sandals. There was no paving or concrete, so your feet got dirty and dusty. So when you came to someone's house, they had a place. They had foot washing water, basically non-potable, you know, simple water to wash your feet off. That's the same jars, you recall, that were in the wedding at Cana of Galilee. Those are those same jars. But they had the water to wash your feet. And if you were somebody with a little bit of money, a little bit of ability, you would have a servant who would wash the feet of your guests so they might have nice, clean, freshened feet to be your guest. Partly hygienic. That's probably not why my friend Kimberly said no, but for some reason, we're a little bit private about our feet. I'm not sure what that's all about. And it may be different culturally. I've seen Neo's feet. He wears sandals. I've seen Nalu's feet. So maybe the Tongans don't have the same hang-ups that we Palangi do. We'll have to explore that, the foot and footlessness of survivity. We tried hand washing at a church I served. And that was interesting. You would wash the person. I washed the first person's hands, and then they would wash the next person, and they washed the next person. Well, it got very confusing. And there were a lot of towels, because hygienically, you have to have a fresh towel for ever. And it given about, 30 or 40 times of hand washing, it might have been something that worked out to become a worshipful element. But it was not. The Gospel of John talks about what Jesus did here, washing the disciples' feet. And in fact, John believed that this would become the ceremony that united us as Christians. Most of us today would say, if you asked Christians, what is the pivotal thing that unites you? And we would say, communion. We gather around that meal, that breaking bread at table. That is our central element. For John, it would have been foot washing, given his druthers. But it didn't work out that way, did it? And it's not just ritual. You have to understand, Jesus isn't doing this to start a ritual. And you can hear how surprising it was when Peter doesn't want him to wash his feet. Peter says, no, I should be washing your feet, boss. You're the boss. I'm the lower one. The lower person on the totem pole should wash the feet of the more esteemed person. Status and position and power. But Jesus says to him, so if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set for you an example that you should do as I have done to you. This is not a change of position. This is not saying now that The servant becomes the master, and the master becomes the servant. Because Jesus washed Simon's feet doesn't mean that Simon now has esteem over Jesus. And he goes on to say, very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than the master. It's something different than that that he's trying to get across here. It is a dedication of caring for others. And it is a dedication of equality. In Acts, Nalu read the passage in Acts about their communal living. I always have to laugh a little bit, because if you listen to this, they shared everything in common. They had property in common. No one owned anything privately. It was definitely a commune. You've heard of communes. This was a commune. So does that make Jesus a communist or make the people communist? And I had to laugh because there's so much tied to that word that we can't even think about it. I read a wonderful essay. This kid was in high school, and they had an exchange student come from Russia. Russia, mother Russia. And he was a communist. That was his political persuasion. And at first, everyone was all a Twitter. Oh, we have a communist in our midst. 50s and 60s in the United States, it was an evil time, and communism was labeled and stereotyped as evil and problematic, and persons who were communists were cast out, redlisted. It was an ugly, awful time. But this fella who had it was in high school, and this kid from Russia came that was a communist. They got to know him, and he was just like all the other kids. He had a Russian accent, and he happened to believe in communism, but he was a person like they were, and they developed a lot of friendships. And in fact, they would turn and call him, "This is our little communist. This is our buddy, our little communist." They crossed a bridge. They broke down a barrier. They built a connection. It was a beautiful thing to read. I couldn't find the essay, or I would not have read the whole thing to you anyway, but think about how sometimes words have a lot of connotations, and we need to take those out. But the community that Luke Acts expresses, I need to explain that. The writer of the four Gospels, same with you, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The next book is Acts and then Romans. Most scholars believe that the writer of Luke also wrote Acts, and they often refer to it the work of Luke Acts. Now you have a little bit of background there. But in Acts, we hear the description of this community. And if you listen to what the community, it is a sharing of possessions, koinonia, and that's a tradition of sharing together with one another. It is a tradition around Scripture. They gathered together. They shared the Scripture. They share the Lord's Supper, which is worship, which is our corporate gathering. And they worked on their personal spirituality. This is the description of the group of people. Sounds pretty awesome. It sounds like a lot of what we do, doesn't it? Isn't that a fair description of what our churches are? It's important to note, and N.T. Wright, the scholar, was commenting on this. He said, if you listen to all of these attributes, they're wonderful, but they're not complete. Because, you see, you need that one other step, and instead of just all of those things that are part of our commune and our communal gathering, we also have to have that thing that says we care for those out there. Call it what you like, outreach, evangelism. Jesus said, go into the world and make disciples. Share what we have here. Ultimately, that's what it is. We come to church not because we have to, although there are a few younger ones that probably are thinking that. But there's something here that we have that is of value, and we ought to share it with one another. A careful reading of the foot washing reflects that we need to be aware of how and to whom we are in service. In Acts, they describe that they broke bread at home. That would be the communion. That would be the celebration of the Eucharist. But another translation that is equally valid is they broke bread from house to house. We think about that a minute. How many of you have had communion that was not in the church sanctuary? How often have we had communion elsewhere? How can we have it in our homes? And not only our homes, but sharing it with other homes. This is about connection. This is about service. This is about beloved community and about reaching out to all persons. How do we share this wonderful thing? Do you remember after Jesus had been crucified, the disciples were lost. They didn't know what to do. I mean, the movement that Jesus was leading appeared to be over with. They had crucified him. He was dead. That's what the authorities thought and believed and wanted everyone else to believe. And so Simon Peter, along with the others, said, well, we go back to what we have always done before. And they went back out to go and be fishermen. And they're out fishing. And Jesus appears on the beach and summons them in, remember? And they have breakfast. And after the breakfast and the breaking of bread, and this is Jesus after his death in human form, eating that flesh of the fish. This is not a ghost. This is a real flesh and blood Jesus eating with them. And he turns to Simon Peter and he says, Simon Peter, son of John, do you love me? Do you remember this passage vaguely? If you haven't heard it, you can look it up. But he asks Simon Peter, do you love me? And Simon Peter says, yes, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. And Jesus then tells him the most important thing he can tell him. Feed my sheep. Feed the world. Feed all the lambs. Feed the world. Don't just sit around in the stable as a little flock and huddle together. Feed my sheep. Next slide, if you will, Paya. This was on I can't remember now. I was going to remember. I think it's in New Zealand. This is a block on the wall. And it has to remind us of that important thing that's happening with the foot washing and the sharing. It is also giving up power and sharing power and making equality and making community. Think about that. Think about how we are to go out into the world, not to subordinate other people, to convert them, to make them, get them to come to church and do things our way, but to go out to where they are and maybe even learn from them and grow as they grow and grow as a people, sharing and letting go of power and position and prestige and who should wash whose feet. Amen? Amen. Let's stand. Let's sing. Just a closer walk with thee. I thought that would fit with washing one's feet. Shall we stand and sing together? 2158, In the Faith We Sing.
Keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long.
Some of you recognize that as an oldie. I'm not sure why it's not in the hymnal. We had to turn to the faith we sang to find it. But it's foundational to our faith and walking. The Lord walking with us. Amen. In the name of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, may your journeys always clearly walk with the Lord. Amen. Nalu, come with me. Let's go out. Join hands. We're going to sing our closing. And God's people said, Amen. Amen.